Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. North and South Korea met late into the night in an emergency round of high-level talks aimed at ending a tense standoff that brought the two rivals to the brink of war. The talks got underway this morning and continued as midnight approached, according to Seoul's Unification Ministry. South Korean President Park Geun-hye's national security advisor and North Korea's leader's aide participated in the meeting convened at Pyongyang's request. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve says the man who attacked passengers on a train between Amsterdam and Paris Friday appears to be a 26-year-old Moroccan man under investigation in Spain for links to militant Islam. Lisa Bryan reports from Paris.
France has been on high alert since January's terrorist attacks in Paris. And in June, extremist Yassine Salih decapitated a man near the French city of Lyon.
Si l'identité qu'il déclare,
if his tentative identity is confirmed, the French minister said the gunman may be a 26-year-old Moroccan who lived in Spain last year before moving to Belgium. Cazeneuve said Spanish authorities had flagged him to their French counterparts because he belonged to a radical Islamist movement. French and U.S. authorities have hailed the American passengers who tackled and subdued the gunman who was carrying several weapons, including a Kalashnikov assault rifle. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The U.S. military says initial field tests show traces of a chemical agent on mortar rounds used by Islamic State militants to attack Kurdish forces in Iraq. U.S. Brigadier General Kevin Kalia, head of the military operations against the IS group in Iraq and Syria, says field tests show the presence of what is known as sulfur mustard, a class 1 chemical used 11 days ago. This is VOA News. Thai authorities.